joining us live over the phone this morning from Cokeville. It's the Cokeville Panthers head football coach, Marty Linford, today. Coach Linford, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Coach, appreciate you coming on today. Before we obviously get into practice starting up on Monday, let's kind of go over how things went last year. Had a successful season. And the thing I keep coming back to, Marty, is how close this team was to advancing even farther and maybe even going all the way in the postseason. Had a really hard-fought game at Torrington, which is about a million miles away. Lost a tough one, 21-14. Torrington ends up going on and winning the 2A class. Talk to us about that last year's team and some of the resiliency of the program.
Oh, man, last year's team was so fun to coach. They were great kids, great young men. And that Torrington game, even though we lost it, gosh, that was a fun football game to be a part of. Just battled it out to the bitter end, had a chance to win it at the end and didn't quite pull it out, but it was fun.
Coach,
go ahead.
No, I was going to say, every year, Coach, you have the players that you hope will add to the program moving forward, right? Seniors that are graduating. And when you look at this year's team, what are some lessons you hope that they learned in that game Torrington last year and some of the other games last season as you look at those experiences and try and build on it moving forward?
That's a great question. The thing that we need to do better is I as a coach need to be able to play more kids. And so when we're playing more kids, then we're not as tired in the fourth quarter. Then we're able to give 100% of our effort in the fourth quarter and not be worn down. We're the smallest school in the 2A by far. And so whether people roll in a whole new defensive front, we've got the same kids out there, and I've got to be able to coach them up better so that I can play more kids and younger kids and be ready to go when the chips are down in the fourth quarter.
Another thing that jumped out to me, Coach, was how fast time flies. It seems like we were just talking about the whole, moving into 2A thing. This will be the fifth season. Cokeville will be in the 2A class, and this is your third season as head coach. Talk about that evolution of things, not only at the school, but you personally as a coach, and maybe how things have changed from, a handful of years ago to what you hope to see this year.
Well, we don't have any easy games on our schedule. When we were in 11-man 1A, we would blow a team out by halftime three or four times a year and have two or three tough games. Now we've got to be able to suit up and play hard every single game. There's not an easy one where kids are going to be coming out and watching the second half of the game. And so that's always been a big thing. And then, we're getting better as coaches of preparing ourselves. Coach Dayton and Coach Nate were masters of that, of having the kids prepared. And I learned a lot from them, and I'm getting better at it, and my staff is getting better at it, of being prepared for whatever happens.
Cokeville football coach Marty Linford joining us this morning on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. Coach, when you think about Cokeville football, you think of those low scoring 14-10 type games, and you had a lot of those last year. Your defense last year, just 11 points per game, which was one of your best defensive efforts since moving to the 2A class. I'm assuming you expect something different this year when you look at your players and your scheme and how things are going. Is that kind of the mentality still of Cokeville football is defense wins the games for you?
Yep, that's going to be our mentality. We've got a number of defensive starters coming back, returning middle linebackers, returning defensive ends, some returning defensive tackles, and we're not going to blow people away with our speed. Last year, we were fortunate enough to have Jack Dayton, who was one of the faster kids in the state, but we still didn't put up 40 points a game, so we're gonna have to score 2, 3, 4 touchdowns and play a really good defense and win some football games.
Let's talk about some of your kids coming back, Coach. Who are some of the guys that you're gonna lean on this year?
We've got a good group of seniors. Kaysen Walker started at quarterback last year and middle linebacker. He's back. Probably move him to running back, and his little brother might step into the quarterback position. We've got Caleb Hatterley, All-State center and defensive end. Ryder Pope is back for us. Brody Dean was having a great year until he got injured last year, and he'll be back for us. Brendan Heimer got a lot of playing time. And then Wiley Mackey will be back. He was injured also, but he'll be ready to go. And one of our kids moved back from Utah, Gavin Weske. He should see some playing time. And then we've got a good sophomore class that three or four of them started last year as freshmen, so they're going to be back in the mix. Kaysen Walker, Flint Linford, and some of those other kids are going to be getting a lot of playing time.
Coach Marty Linford this morning on Sports Friday. Coach, of course, you start your fall camp next week and get ready for that season opener 3 weeks from today at West Jefferson, right? So what are your focuses going to be next week as you guys just get back in the grind and hope to be ready for that first game in a couple weeks from now?
Oh, man, we're going to get our base offense and our base defense in. And we're going to be able to run our base offense from multiple formations and work on things like that. So we're not going to do anything fancy right off the bat. It's just going to be all our base stuff, and we're looking to get better every day. We've got to improve as athletes and football players every day.
You know, we've touched on this a couple of times, and maybe I'm making too big a deal about it, but obviously growing up in Western Wyoming as well, you're very familiar with the teams and the history of high school football in Wyoming. And this game with Worland on October 18th keeps popping up in my head, and I'm thinking to myself, I just never thought I would see that. And you guys are hosting the Warriors. That's October 18th, and you've only got three home games, it looks like, on the schedule. But that's the last one. And your thoughts on that? Because Worland making the move to 2A, Torrington going to 3A, and that's not a conference game I ever thought I would see.
Do you know what? It was kind of odd because when I was in high school, Worland came down from the 4A to the 3A. Mm-hmm. I think I was an eighth grader. And then when I was a senior in high school, we lost to Worland 21-20 and didn't make the playoffs. And our schedule was Worland, Powell, Green River, all those teams, Thermopolis. Well, in the 2A right now, tiny old Cokeville, we're going to play Worland. And we're going to play Thermopolis. We're going to play Mountain View. We're going to play Lovell, who was in the 3A back then, if I remember correctly.
I think you're right.
That's kind of odd, isn't it, that we're playing those teams. I mean, Worland's got multiple stoplights in their town. They don't even have a stop sign, hardly.
I'm with you. I think In fact, I've often made the joke, if there's an actual stoplight moved into where I was at, I'm going to move. And I always said I was coming exactly to Cokeville, so you better have a place for me.
When we played Torrington, I think we played them in the playoffs three times. We pull into town, my kid's like, Coach, there's a college here. I'm like, yeah, I know. Don't worry about it.
Is that something that your players look forward to, though? I mean, being able to play up, if you will, and place. I mean, that's got to be. I don't know that Cokeville is intimidated by that, right? You probably almost relish and welcome that challenge.
Yeah, we relish that. We love the underdog role. We look forward to playing those big teams and playing them tough and beating them. I fully expect when Worland comes down, they're going to go, holy crap, what happened here? And ride out on their bus with a loss.
I agree with you, actually. Like I said, if I was a degenerate and gambled on high school football, I would on that one. So, Marty, let's talk about your staff a little bit. You referenced him just a little bit. Who is on your staff and who runs what on the Panthers?
I've got Sullivan Tykert, who is Coach Bryant Tykert's son, and he's our defensive coordinator, and he coaches the DBs and then calls all our defensive schemes and sets all that up. Then I've got E.J. Pounty, who is our offensive and defensive line coach and special teams coach. So he runs O-line, D-line, and all the special teams. If we pull off a fake punt or do an onside or have a great kick return, he's responsible for all that. I've got the backs and the linebackers, and I call the offensive game, so with their input. So that's about how we have it divided up between the three of us.
That's Coach Marty Linford, Cokeville Panther football. Again, start off the season with fall camp next week, and then you have that zero-week scrimmage, of course, with Kemmer, that traditional Cokeville-Kemmer zero scrimmage. And then you're off and rolling week one at West Jefferson. Coach Marty Linford, thanks for your time, Coach. Good luck this season.
All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate you.
It's all part of First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday on SVI Radio.